Three attributes do you look for in a friend? Like, what are the three most important? And of those many, many answers, I put them into four different categories. The first category I'm going to call, after Jordan, love. Love category. And in this category, words like compassion, forgiving, kind, selfless, caring, mutual empathy, friendly, kind-hearted. And the next one I labeled loyalty, which, by the way, loyal was the number one answer. So that was the number one quality that people look for in a friend. Words like faithful, dependable, reliable, and trustworthy. And the third one, I think the best word is vulnerability. And these are words like transparency, safety, reciprocal sharing, truthful, honest, because honestly, we can't be truthful or hear an honest person unless we're willing to be vulnerable. And then I also put mutual empathy. And the fourth category I just labeled miscellaneous because I didn't know what to do with the words. So it's like adventurous, positive, fun, funny. But then there's also being pursued and outreaching, which I think has to do with choice. I always say there's three things that last forever. It's God, His Word, and people. And so what's most valuable in my life is my relationship with my husband, with my children, with my friends. And I consider many of you in this room my friend. But the way I came to value friendship was through a very hard lesson. In fourth grade, a new girl came into town, Janai, and we immediately became best friends. We were the only girls who played football with the guys. We liked playing spin the bottle after school behind the pine trees, also with the guys. And our favorite color was forest green. But no, really, we'd fight for that over the crayon box, forest green. And she was not a good influence on me. Again, like, don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good morals. And I regret the things that I did, but it was right out of Mean Girls. And so it didn't surprise me, or shouldn't have surprised me, that in seventh grade, we're now in middle school, we meet up with my best friend from kindergarten, and we become this threesome, this triad. And 3 weeks before my mom dies, she's on her deathbed, at Stanford Hospital, Janai links hands with Melinda, and they run off. And I start running with them, calling their names, and I finally got it. They don't want to be my friend. And it took me literally 4 years to risk having a girlfriend again. I'd go out with guys, but I would not respond to any invitation from a girl. But sophomore year, and those of you who went to Mexico, you met her, so I'm not exaggerating. Kathleen and I became best friends. And I knew Kathleen because we were the only freshmen that made the varsity team, so I saw her almost every day for 3 hours a day. We had many of the same classes, but she wasn't a friend. And one day we had to go make posters up at her house for basketball, and she looked at me and she just said, and I can still remember the gaze in her eye, she was like, "You never talk." I thought somebody would make a comment like, "Wow, that's changed," but they didn't. "You never talk. You must be deep." And we became friends in a moment. She was like what Rachel Owen was talking about, the shepherd who left the 99 to go for the one lost sheep. She was the girl who eventually was voted most successful, most athletic. She was the girl that every guy wanted to date in our class of 500. And every girl wanted to be her best friend. And so I was chosen, and it was like the greatest feeling. And her family adopted me, and it was with a sacrifice too. Like, all of a sudden she had was sharing her bed with me practically every night. She was sharing her parents. Part of the package deal of becoming her best friend was I got her mom and dad too. She would do things like take my keys and go fill up my gas tank because she knew my dad would use money, was very passive aggressive, to control me. And then her dad he's responsible for the reason why I graduated from high school. I didn't have enough PE credits, which is crazy, because I lettered 11 times, and I did not have enough math classes. But he went into the principal and said, she's gonna graduate. And then he said, hey, tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you're gonna go with Kathleen, and you're gonna take the SATs. And so he signed me up for the SATs. And then he was a college professor, and he said, fill out this application, you're going to college. But really it was her mom, in terms of like vulnerability, because those 4 years where I didn't have a friend, when I really didn't needed a friend, things were really, and some of you know this, were going really bad at home. My dad became an alcoholic, two of my brothers became drug addicts, and another brother has not had a day in his life where he hasn't started the morning drinking. And so there was a lot of pain in the household, there was a lot of perversion. My dad's friends were always trying to touch me, my brother's friends were, and my oldest brother sexually molested me. And so with her mom, she was a counselor, and she wasn't a can opener, so she wasn't just like, you know, cutting me and then prying, but she was more like treating me like like mineral water, just kind of twisting off the cap and slowly twisting it off and then letting me, in my own time, share this shame that I was experiencing, and was able to have a safe place where I could be vulnerable. Rachel Owen and I are reading a book called, it's about vulnerability, and the author's name is Brené Brown, and she defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, which also includes capable of being wounded and open to attack or damage. And yet she also says it is the core, the heart, the center of meaningful human experience. Somebody in our group was saying, like, was talking about vulnerability. It's like, you know, without the vulnerability, you really can't be loved because the person doesn't really know you. And so I was deeply, deeply loved. And Kathleen was that boulder in this very uncontrollable river of my life. And I know, except for her and her family, I would have gone the way of my brother, because there's just that much pain within our household. But she was a boulder, and she literally changed the course of my life. And so I want to leave you guys with just a challenge of choosing friends, like, because you truly do become like the company you keep. And then also choose a teacher or mentor. Please take advantage of our new mentoring program that we have. And then I also just want to say, for those of you who have like galatines or bromances, just celebrate tonight and like go get a glass of wine, make your heart glad. The wine helps kind of like bring down the walls of protection so you can be affirming. And then just affirm your friend and tell them what you see, how they reflect the likeness of God. And yeah, just affirm them. So, and then turn on some music and dance and celebrate your friendship.